AIDS and HIV aren't in the news much these days, especially in California and Sonoma County, but that hardly means that they've gone away.
We still continue to get individuals with new diagnoses of HIV every year. That number stays pretty steady. It's between 30 and 35 people a year, and that's a bit of a problem because we would expect and hope that with the knowledge of how this disease can be avoided and prevented, that number should actually be declining over time. And it looks like we've reached kind of a plateau and still continue to see new diagnoses.
Dr. Mark Natherda, Deputy Public Health Officer for Sonoma County, says that within that overall pattern, they are seeing some disquieting new trends.
One trend that we are seeing in Sonoma County, which has been concerning, is that in 2010, 25% of the new cases that we saw were in women, and their risk was heterosexual sex. It wasn't from injectable drug use. It is concerning because it indicates that heterosexual couples may not be taking the precautions that they need to prevent the transmission of this disease and other sexually transmitted diseases.
At the same time, Dr. Natherda says, another recent trend in the incidence of AIDS and HIV locally is continuing.
23 to 25% of our cases in the last 3 years have been in Latinos, and that matches the population of Sonoma County. It means that the Latino population, unfortunately, has caught up with the white non-Latino population.
And there also continue to be a lot of people who are infected but don't know it.
We still know that at least 25 to 30% of people who are infected, both nationally and in Sonoma County, probably don't know that they are infected. And because they don't know they're infected, then they're at risk of spreading that to their partners.
Even without those people, the staff and volunteers at Food for Thought, the AIDS food bank based in Forestville, have been stretched thin this year, reports Executive Director Ron Karp.
It's not just whether or not we have additional clients to feed. It's that our existing clients have faced all kinds of cuts in other areas, from health care to increased housing. Cost of gas has gone up. So just to be a poor person in Sonoma County and be able to live has become very difficult. So they need more food than ever before. And also food has gotten more expensive this year.
Food for Thought is counting on getting some substantial help today through the annual Dining Out for Life fundraising event.
It's grown every year, and now it has gotten up to 1/7 of our total funding for the year. So it's really huge. It's bringing in well over $100,000. That's what it did last year, and we're hoping even more this year because we've gone from 68 to 80 restaurants.
Some 5,000 local diners are expected to participate this year, Karp says, making per capita participation in Sonoma County quite possibly the highest in the nation. But in most other respects, says Dr. Natherda, today's annual AIDS snapshot for Sonoma County doesn't differ much from the rest of California.
It's a little bit different when you look at some of the bigger urban areas on a national level, New York, for example, or in the Southeast. But we're pretty much on target with things in California. I think we do a little bit better with getting people into care in Sonoma County compared to some other parts of the state. But the trend of who's actually showing up with newly diagnosed infections is pretty similar.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.